Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Kip Watson. How you doing, Kip?
You always feel like I'm on a game show.
I can't help myself.
She's
got her Ohio State gear on and her the hat.
The.
They say
Ohio
the,
State
not the.
University.
The.
The.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Emphasis.
The. Okay.
It's the only one.
And the. And that. So what's the history to the for Ohio
I
State?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
So
your follower is what you're saying. No.
Actually, when I was born, I lived on campus. So I have been there since the days. Yeah.
No, I like that.
When did they start that?
I don't know when they started it. That's a great question. I probably should know.
Yeah, well,
yes, you should.
Miami
okay.
is
we'll
considered, the U.
Right.
I want to say that those things didn't start until two decades ago?
About two decades ago. Yeah. It's just anytime you would introduce yourself.
The Ohio State.
Right. There's a number of OSUs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And not to confuse with OU.
OU, the greatest football team ever.
We started saying the Ohio State University.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I like it. I like it when you're dressed up. You're a sports girl. You look good. She looks great.
Well,
she does.
Thanks, darling.
Yeah, you need to do one of your Facebook things in that outfit.
Oh, yes, I should. Maybe yeah. I will do that later.
So what's new, you guys? How's everybody doing today?
Hanging out. It's a good day.
It is. It's a beautiful day here in Dallas,
I got
Texas.
Up. I went to the gym. I'm proud of myself. This is day two of this week.
Awesome.
Day two.
I got up. I changed cat litter. I touched
really,
up the
this
windows.
Is what we're talking about.
I did all kinds of stuff. I have a lot of responsibility at first thing in the morning every day. I have to vacuum around all the little cat pans and,
Okay, well, I did learn something today. I don't have a cat, but I did learn it's one of the top 9 things you should not flush down a toilet.
Oh, that's right, cat litter. Yeah. Well, and then they have
even
little...
it says flushable.
Right.
And it's wait a minute.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
No. Well, and then they have those little kitty seats where you put it on top of your toilet and you can actually train your cat to use the bathroom. I've never done it.
I want my sister to learn how to do that because I hate cat litter.
I do too.
Gross.
I have to do it every day.
Y'all
I usually do it twice
people.
A day.
I'm not a cat person.
I'm not.
My sister has cats.
I have been forced into being a cat. I love all animals.
It will never happen for me.
My boy Dean, the one that peed in my purse, he's peed on a lot of things. He peed on Joe Montana. Yeah, exactly. My Joe Montana.
Montana.
What is that?
I thought it was your Joe Namath. It was your Joe Namath.
Oh, yeah. I said Montana. Namath. Thank you. Yeah. What the heck am I thinking
of? You're out of it.
I am out of it. I really am. I had a little bit of a stressful morning, but I thought I recovered. Maybe. Where did I get that from? What am I saying?
Well, what are you going to do this weekend?
Huh? I don't know.
You did all your spring cleaning, as it sounds,
before
the weekend.
No, I did not do all my spring cleaning. In fact, I have to clean out my office. I have every show note from the last almost 6 years in my office. I got to go through every one of them. And I'm not just going to throw them out because, there's stuff in there that I want, just reference material mixed in with other things.
That will sit there for the next 20 years and you will not go back after
it.
Yes.
Not you think
yeah,
so?
I know so.
Really? So I should just throw it all in the in the recycling?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, Danny? Yeah. Should I?
I've seen enough hoarder shows to
You think it's not a hoarding thing? It's a
how
I've been
many
going 100
times
miles an hour
in
thing.
The last 4 years have you gone back to any of those show notes stacked in your office?
Oh, I sometimes do it. Sometimes I go there for certain things. Seriously, reference materials that are all I have to separate the reference materials from the show notes and just get it all organized because there's some really good information in there. And yes, I have gone several times. Several times a month I will run in there and go, where's that thing? I was looking for a study. An article, whatever it may be.
Don't flush it down the toilet.
No, I'm not flushing it down the toilet. Okay,
but so. Throw it away.
Yeah, how did we get to flushing?
I don't know.
Cat litter down the toilet.
I don't know. I read this. It was where I look for things just interesting, and I came across an article that says 9 things to not flush down the toilet, and cat litter was one of them.
We're also probably on that list. Is the wipes. that yes. you, those are correct. Also, they say those are biodegradable, but still not, should not
baby
be thrown.
Baby wipes, makeup yeah. wipes.
Should not be thrown in the drain.
Right.
Well, you were saying prescription medicine.
Medicine. How many of us dump our medicine down the toilet?
Any medicine. I don't have any
meds.
Well, you
my medicine
I find
is
expired
love,
medicine.
Really?
And it says don't dump it down,
nothing.
But I always
what?
Do.
Yeah, why? Why? They're going to dissolve.
Well,
what, because you have it ends a lot of drunken well, high the, gators around?
Well, I know, right? A lot of no. Here's the thing: a lot of prescription drugs are in our water now, our city yeah. water, and it's dangerous. Those drugs are, you know, can do all
well,
kinds
I
of horrible things.
I just never thought about that before.
Yeah, because I figured right? by the time the water gets recycled,
you're assuming
yeah,
it's all been cleaned up and taken care of. But they also said this in this particular: don't yeah. put any chemicals. Harsh chemicals or cleansers
bleach,
down
bleach
the toilet.
Bleach yeah, is probably another thing. And what do people use bleach all the time mm-hmm. because it smells, you know, fresh.
What no, about like Drano?
It kills germs. And
but
if
it kills germs
pets,
also. But that's yeah. one thing that you should not also put down the drain is bleach
yeah.
or bleach products.
Yeah. Okay. And for all you lovebirds out there, no condoms down the toilet. No condoms down the toilet.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yikes.
Thank you.
Just a little kip fit tip there.
No condoms.
No, no balloons down the drain.
I wouldn't think that a condom would go down very easily anyway. You know, it might pop back up with water and stuff. I'm just saying. Really? Not that I would know. I've never done it.
You know what the number one thing is, though, that clogs what? Drains of any kind?
Hair.
Hair.
Exactly.
Yes, so I did know that.
No hair.
No hair
yeah.
down the toilet.
The toilet.
So when you clean your brush, you put it in the trash can, and then you take it to the big trash can or whatever. But yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. So here, I got Jimmy
but
the
bar. But we all do it.
Huh?
We all do it.
I don't.
We all do it.
No, we don't all do it.
Well, I
do. Don't
do
it.
I don't
know.
I do.
We don't.
I like
all
living on the edge.
It. Jeez.
I'm going to cut some locks of hair and throw it in the drain and run with scissors then later.
Danny's a little. Danny's
I love living on the edge. I'm nutty. I'm crazy. And then I'm going to take my meds and flush them down the toilet.
Yeah. Along with your hair, right?
Along with my hair. And then grab some scissors and run around my place even more.
You're crazy.
Well, you know,
living on
Danny
the edge.
Is a little
You're
punchy.
A risk taker.
He is, and that's what we're talking about today. Yeah.
Punchy?
I love this.
I love this
topic.
This has been such a huge topic in my office this week. And not even knowing that, but how not taking a risk is costing you success.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
You win a few, you lose a few, but you got to try. And, you know, and it's just, I love this topic. This is going to empower
so,
a lot of
yes,
people.
Yes, we're going to talk about risk and responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And how that, I mean, I have some great examples with athletes, but I think this is a big issue, too, in your interpersonal relationships.
So know when to punt and know when to go for it?
Kind of
like
you could go to you
know when
decision.
To hold them and when to fold them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Go to that.
It's it.
Go
well,
to
it
that
is
book.
Your decision making process.
Well, go to that decision
brain.
Book. When do you go for two? When do you not go for two? You know.
Yes.
Well, you know, one of the most successful poker games that I ever had, I was just completely fearless. And I ended up at the end table with a bunch of Dallas Cowboys and won $30,000 for the SPCA of North Texas. I was absolutely fearless, partly because I didn't really know what I was doing. And I had the same reaction every
time. Oh, so you were ignorant.
Plus you had, it wasn't,
like,
plus you had Monopoly money. So it's like, of course you could live on the edge.
I know.
They had play money.
They thought I was a card shark from Las Vegas or something. Seriously. But it is, you know,
counting
but you,
cards.
But if you think about that,
she was Rain Man.
But listen, if you think about that, if you live your life with some sort of balance, but keeping that in mind, pretend that it's play money and that you've got nothing to lose.
But that will bite you in
that
the hind
will
end.
Bite
no,
you, yes.
not always. Not if it's something you're passionate about.
Yep.
Yeah.
No,
it will.
Seriously. Not always, yes, I agree with that.
You
got
to put some reality, logic, objectivity
well,
around
can,
it, too.
Well, you can, but you still got to move forward and take the risk without losing your mind with worry, because worry stops the process
well,
of success.
That's part of a dilemma I am in, though. I don't have the money to take some risk I need to take with my business, but I'm not willing. Like, it's like figuring out options.
Well, and it's difficult because you have children.
Next.
You do, but you know... you know,
because okay. I'm not willing to go into hundreds of thousands of dollars
no.
of debt.
Well, no,
to
no.
try.
Well,
you know?
Well, that'll put a fire under your, you know what.
The fire is already there, right?
Well, but not as much as it is if you're struggling to survive. I can tell you that if you're hungry.
I've been homeless twice.
I know, right? You have.
Yeah.
Well,
it does. You got to figure it out.
And
you got to learn how to ask for help when you need it.
Absolutely.
That's part of a risk.
It is. Absolutely. Can't wait to talk about it. You're listening to One Live Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Let me tell you a secret. Men get Botox to look younger too. Why? Because it works. But it works best when done correctly from an expert injector by a board-certified dermatologist like Dr. Lynn Roberts. Call Dr. Lynn Roberts today at 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300, or visit her at lynnrobertsmd.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Kip Watson. Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional. She is a certified high-performance coach. I'm digging that music so much I can't even read. I just want to get up and dance.
Kind of hard to dance, sit, and read all at the same time.
Oh, man, I just love music so much. But anyway, Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional. She is a certified high-performance coach with two master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. And she's a former professional athlete and mom of two teenagers. Love doing the show with you. Been on the air with you for over 5 years now. Crazy.
Wow,
how
really?
Time flies. Yes.
Wow.
I'll be on the air 6 years in April and have signed my first contract in August 1st of 2011. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and here we are. Okay. We're talking about when to be risky and when to be responsible. Okay. Let's go back to that moment 6 years ago.
When to punch.
That's a good time. I'll tell you. I knew nothing about radio, okay? Mm-hmm. An opportunity was put before me to get messaging out that I have wanted to get out my entire life in a large scale, which is to stop animal abuse. That was my main passion,
okay?
I didn't realize that?
I didn't realize it was that niche or that focused.
Well, at first, because, you know, I didn't, radio's intimidating. Any type of public speaking is very intimidating. And how, even though I had, you know, leadership skills, I just thought, radio, are you kidding me? The first time, you guys will laugh, okay? The first time that I was, I called in just to talk about, I was coming in to another show to talk about floating, and I was back behind Adrift with a cigar and whiskey, or a wine, glass of wine, and I was drinking it and smoking it. I was so nervous. And all, I was wigged out of my mind, okay?
This will be good then.
It is good, okay?
And because so many people are in that position where that anxiety and that fear is too great.
Right.
And they avoid taking the risk, and it costs them.
Right. And so Kurt Johnson had the show Health, Wealth, and Happiness. And so I was just going to call in because we were going to start doing this thing Floating Friday so I could educate people about sensory deprivation and the whole float therapy experience. And so I thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? I've never done anything like this before. So he calls in, hey, Bernadette, how you doing today? I am. And I'm doing great. He said, well, you're coming in on Friday. I said, yeah, I am. Can't wait. And that was it. I was completely wigged out over like 10 words or less. But my point is, so then as time went by, I was offered an opportunity to come on the air and create my own show. Okay. And I was scared out of my ever loving mind. Okay. And the only other person I knew that knew radio was Larry North. Okay. And so I reached out to Larry
for a long time.
Right. And so Larry was one of my helping me try to educate people. I had retained him as a spokesperson for Adrift to help get the word out about the amazing benefits of floating. And anyway, so I called Larry. I said, Larry, oh my God, I can't believe what I just did. I just signed a contract and I'm so nervous.
Now what?
And he said, my brother and I'll do whatever we can to help you. And so that calmed me down immediately. So I thought, okay, I can have Larry on Thursday. I can talk about animals on Friday. And then I just started calling all my friends. Right. Just started calling all my friends who were an expert in something.
Expertise.
Yes. And we just created the show. I remember one time, do you remember this, Danny, when myself and Chris, Chris, hold on. I cannot believe.
Let's just... Chris Jones. Chris Jones.
Christopher Martin, who's a very famous artist. He was a friend of my nephew Richard that started the Grapevine Bar. Anyway, I was like, Chris, you know, and that was back when it was who was it? The libertarian that was running for Ron Paul. And so he was a big libertarian. Marina Spracky, who was a friend of mine, she's a dating expert, wrote a book and all that. And I said, okay, let's get some balls, vote for Ron Paul, you know? And so that was on Tuesdays, and we would talk all politics on Tuesday. And it just eventually, you know, evolved into this show about goodness and bringing good information and transparency to from big industries like the food industry. And it is where we are today. But had I let that fear overcome me and not taken that risk, I would not have had the incredible opportunity that I've had thus far in my life.
Right.
On every level. Even starting a pizza business, you know, 25, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to take risk. And, you know, it was just, you have to do it sometimes. You have to live your life. So what do you want to say to me?
Well, if you don't risk, you can't grow. Right.
And that's absolutely,
we have to understand just the principle of what risk means. And I think there's different levels of risk. We're talking about in the context of taking some business risk or performance risk, being on the radio, performing on the field.
What risks did you have to take? You became a champion.
Yeah.
You were on a championship team for the Women's Football League, but you personally had to make sacrifices, family, yes. financial sacrifices.
Yeah.
What was the hardest sacrifice you had to make when you look back?
You know, when I look back, just the decision to try out alone at 41.
Wow.
I was very anxious about it. And I had been working really hard physically. But there was about a 2-week time period where I found out about the tryout. And then when I actually tried out, and oh my gosh,
I imagine through the day, I'm not going to do this. No, I could do this. I'm not going to do this.
I totally,
or did you always have, I can do this?
Oh, everybody has their doubts.
I had doubt, but I felt confident in my physical ability that even though I'd never, which most women haven't, played tackle football before, I had enough football knowledge and enough athleticism that I knew I could learn it or do whatever they were asking me to do. So I wasn't really worried about that, but I was worried about my age, knowing that most of the women playing were in their 20s and 30s.
Well, right, and it's intimidating because people try to put you in a box after the age of 40, and everyone knows it, especially women, I think, suffer with more prejudice, age prejudice than men do. They just do. It's just the way it is.
Well, I just knew that this was a dream I had had since I was a young kid, to be a professional athlete, and I've always loved football. So I thought, I'm not getting any younger. I'm going to take the risk and do it. But sure, I had two young kids at the time I was married. And there was a certain sacrifice with practice time, right? Oh. That he has to take the kids. And there was travel involved and costs involved. And
there's
and
sacrifice
all of
in
that,
any kind of greatness.
That kind of thing. But if you don't take the risk, you can't grow. And if you can't grow, then you're never going to come your best. Or be the best.
Absolutely. But you can't just decide to take the risk. You got to do the work. You have to be settled in your mind that you are going to do whatever it takes or you will fail. And there are sacrifices. There's a ton of sacrifices. Most people aren't strong enough to give up everything for success. They're really not.
That's true.
Or their families.
That's true. And in even just one of the examples this week that was in my office, she's an incredible athlete and was competing in a gymnastics meet. And, you know, bars is a very individual thing. People like their bars certain ways. Uh-huh. Like, I know I always re-chalk the bars. There's a certain tension on the bars that can be a very individual preference. Either you like it tight or you like it loose, right? She had a preference. And there was a little bit of an argument between our two coaches between, do you want me to loosen the bars for you? And the other one was like, no, it's all good. It's all everybody's the same. Everybody the same. But she had a preference. But she had that moment where she's about to go compete and she knew the bars were tight and she liked them loose.
Mm-hmm. And so what happened?
She didn't speak up for herself. And what happens, right?
Yeah, that's
She did not perform the best she knew she could.
So
right?
Psychologically, she lost right from the beginning.
Well, it's a technical example of where I'm not willing to risk conflict between two coaches to ask for what I know I need in order to be successful.
Well, you could apply that to anything. I mean, I'm a bit of a perfectionist myself, and I know sometimes I make Danny crazy by when we go to record ads and stuff like that. I ask him, no, that's not right. No, that's not right. This needs a little bit of tweaking. I make him crazy. But even though sometimes I make him mad, I have to do it because it's just the way I do things. And perfectionism should not be, you know, something that's considered negative. It's what separates, you know, leaders from followers. Absolutely.
There's a good and bad rap to perfectionism. I agree. I mean, the bad is that it's not attainable, but the good is it leads you to be resilient and that constant pursuit of perfection, not to quote Lexis, but you know, there's that pursuit of perfection that when you hold that in your mind, you're going to keep pursuing it until you think you've achieved it, but the fact is you're not ever going to achieve it.
One of the best books out there for anyone thinking about starting a company is In Search of Excellence. I cannot remember the author. It is a great business book, one of the best ever, and if you're going to start a company, you need to be in search of excellence.
But excellence is different than perfection.
Well, I agree, but you know, you're right, because there's nothing that's perfect. We know that. So maybe the better word would be excellence, like the book. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. Kip Watson, we're talking about when to be risky.
Whiskey.
That's a Freudian slip because I'm looking at a bottle of Herman Marshall.
Yeah. Okay.
Stay tuned.
Whiskey business.
Oh. Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I have Kip Watson in studio with us. If you're just now jumping in and listening to us, perhaps in your car or on your computer, always love doing the show with you, Kip. I really do, and I love what we're talking about
today.
It's
a highlight of my week, for sure.
Is that? Oh, that's so nice. Seriously. And it is, you know, it's like when we've been doing this for so long, when we are in studio together, it's like my day off. You know, it really is, because I'm so comfortable. And I am, and that's...
But see, that's when you were talking about fear.
Right.
Right? To me, whenever we have someone new, I'm just like, we're having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what's happening.
Well, and that's what I remember, you know, from early on. I would tell myself that, you know, early on in the days of One Life Radio and how it came to fruition, you know. And I think of great leaders and writers like Seth Godin. His book, Tribes, we need you to lead us. And he talks about a tribe is any group of people, large or small, who are connected to one another, a leader and an idea. For millions of years, humans have joined tribes, be they religious, ethnic, political, or even musical. Think of the Deadheads. It's our nature, okay? It really, really is. And one of the things that I love what he says is, you know, we can do anything. We can do anything that we put our minds to. We really, really can. We can be a leader. You just have to believe it. It's more than anything. It's a mindset. And, you know, the web can do amazing things. This is a quote from him, but it can't provide leadership. Okay. And it can't. That kind of leadership comes from someone who believes strongly enough in something they're passionate enough about to take a risk. So we're talking about when to be,
when to be whiskey. When to have whiskey and when not to. When to be responsible.
When to be responsible.
Actually, that's, when to have a shot of courage and when not to.
Exactly.
Yes, and exactly.
So
it is.
How come it's important to take a risk?
Well, like I said, that is the life blood of learning, growing, developing, becoming your best. And you have a responsibility with your life to act in your own best interest, to become your best. Okay. And you can't achieve that unless you're willing to risk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that's sort of the bottom line of why it's important.
Is there such thing as we've always heard the term a calculated risk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a conservative risk?
Yeah. So I think, you know, even the example I gave in the last segment, it is your decision-making process,
mm-hmm.
that sort of where you walk this line between risk and responsibility, risk and responsibility. You're very wired in an idealistic mind.
Absolutely.
Right? And sometimes you forget the absolute objectivity and the details that go into that.
But you, in
order- that, But you got to have both when you go into making a decision, especially one that involves a lot of money.
You're always going to have a lot of naysayers. You're always going
to
have...
Everybody has a naysayer to an idea.
Absolutely. And more than one, usually. I mean, just everybody's got an opinion, and that's great. But, you know, there's a lot of armchair quarterbacks out there. There really are, you know, that want to put down other people and say, oh, you should do it this way, you should do it that way. When they aren't in their shoes, they don't even know where they've been, where they're going, and what is in their world.
But
you
don't
know?
You agree, Bernadette, that playing devil's advocate can work?
Yeah, at the
you
same
need a
time,
devil's advocate.
You do. You don't
want to
be surrounded by yes men. Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. But when you're passionate about something, mm-hmm. I'm just going to say this, let no one stop you. No one stop you.
And consider what they're saying. And then you decide, do I need to consider that and make
absolutely.
A change or an adjustment, or do I need to trash what they're saying?
And sometimes you can be too impetuous. You can move too quickly. And I've been known to do that. But, you know, and that's okay, because you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make little mistakes. As long as they're not big mistakes, you know, you'll be okay.
Sleep on the decision, though.
Exactly. Exactly. yeah. Okay, so
I mean, how many times have we done stuff?
Don't make an emotional decision.
Yeah.
Oh,
the impulse, whether it's...
Don't make an emotional decision.
Yeah. Well, I agree, but sometimes you have to, the passion and emotion, there's a fine line between the two. If it's something that you have been emotionally touched by, or something you feel emotionally emotional about, that creates the passion.
But this goes to maybe the question about avoidance. Okay?
Well, I'm going to ask you that. So what happens when we avoid the responsibility of risk?
So some people absolutely shut down in fear, mm-hmm. right? And the example I gave of the gymnast, she was too afraid of that conflict, mm-hmm. right? So she didn't ask for what she needed that she knew was going to make her successful. I just had a session with a collegiate football player. Almost the same situation. It was an equipment issue. Too afraid to say something. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to be perceived.
What was her sex? Was it a male or female?
Male football player.
Okay.
Didn't want to be perceived a certain way, like being annoying, let's just say, or weak, I think, is a lot of times. So to avoid that, though, there was a consequence to that. There was an injury that resulted. And it's like, ugh!
Tell you what.
Right? That's an emotional decision. And when we avoid... It's usually because of fear.
I would agree.
And when you avoid acting in your own best self-interest in those two examples, right, you're shirking the responsibility for your own success. And then sometimes you actually hold others ransom. You demand appreciation sometimes, and you demand fulfillment coming outside of yourself. Mm-hmm. And you don't even realize this is happening.
Yeah.
But it's happening, and then the finger tends to go outward instead of, and this is the responsibility part, you're responsible. That wasn't the coach's responsibility.
Right.
That was your responsibility.
You know
what
else happens?
A lot of that is human nature. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, you know what else happens a lot, and you know, it happens in the medical field all the time, where, let's say, I'm patient B. I want to be a model patient. So what I do, I don't tell them, I've got this, this does not feel right, or this, because I don't want to be a complainer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And all of a sudden, that could lead into, doctor really needed to know that.
Yes.
Because
more
that,
significant issue.
It could have been a totally different issue.
You got to speak up for yourself and not be afraid is the moral to this story, right?
Well, I think, yes, you are here's what you're not responsible for. In other words, you're not responsible for making other people happy. You're not responsible for their emotional well-being. You're responsible for your own. It can be even in a simple thing like, how many times does somebody get an order wrong, like in a restaurant, but you don't say anything because you don't want to be that annoying?
That's me. Well, plus I was in the restaurant business, and those kind of people, it just depends upon the customer, actually. Some people, you know, purposely complain because they want a comp or they want something for free.
They're high maintenance people.
They're
and
just,
I think
they bitch about everything.
Uh-oh,
did I just say that? I just swore on the air. I can't say that word. Sorry.
What?
Keep moving.
I can.
I thought I couldn't say that. Well, I don't like to say that word. Huh. But anyway, so yes. Okay.
So So people who are afraid to do that, like, stand up now. Please, 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 please don't be afraid. If you ordered the hamburger and it came with cheese and you asked without cheese, send it back. Get it without the cheese. It's simple things like that that work on that sense of, it sounds silly.
Entitlement?
But it, no. I'm talking about people that are afraid to do that even small thing when it does count.
Yeah.
Like in competition.
Mm-hmm.
You're short-circuiting your success.
Yeah, no, I would agree. It's difficult to get to a point, though, where you are not afraid to do that on any level. Set boundaries or speak up for yourself.
Well, I'm going to throw one out there when we come back. And my guess is you're not going to agree with me, but I want to see if you are about whether you're really responsible for this or not.
All right, okay. I hope I don't embarrass myself. All right, everyone, you're listening to One Life Radio. We'll be right back. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Kip's up out of her seat on that one. Woohoo!
And it goes two-stepping.
Oh, my goodness. Well, for those of you that are just now joining us, you're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Kip Watson. Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional. She is a certified high-performance coach, and she's a former professional athlete. We're talking about when to be risky and when to be responsible. We talked about why it's important to take a risk, what happens when we avoid the responsibility of risk, and what we are responsible for and what we are not. And if we don't like our current life, Kip, what do we do?
Are we going to do?
So many people ask themselves this question daily.
They do. And I don't think they understand exactly what they're responsible for risking and what they are not, in essence, responsible for. But certainly, you are responsible for facing your fears and facing your doubts. You know, still the number one fear is kind of the one you had mentioned way at the beginning of the show. And public speaking still remains that number one fear, right? If your job requires it, which every school student has to face that fear, you have to get up in front of your class and take that risk.
Right.
You can't avoid it. So you've got more to
lose. Well, and you've got more to lose by sitting there and doing nothing than, like you said too at the beginning of the show, than getting out there and putting yourself out there and failing, because there's a lot to learn from failure as well.
Right. So failure, taking the risk, like public speaking, speaking up, like if it comes back as a cheeseburger and you just wanted a hamburger,
mm-hmm.
all those things are what leads to growth and change and confidence.
Or you can just pull the cheese off the burger and keep moving.
Well, yes.
Right?
Could.
There's different mentalities. Some people are uncomfortable with making a big deal out of a cheeseburger.
You know, seriously, I did it yesterday.
You made a big deal out of a cheeseburger?
I did not do it yesterday, but I asked for, or actually my sweetie asked for, onions on the side. Or no onions.
Okay.
And guess what? It came with onions. Now, we did not say anything, but it happened twice in 2 days,
mm-hmm.
where
mm-hmm.
someone got the order mixed up or wrong, and it wasn't, you know,
you
the world didn't come to an end.
You don't have to be mean about it, right? Ask for what you want.
And we didn't, because that wasn't really that big of a deal. But, you know, at one point, we look at each other and go, that wasn't a difficult demand. That wasn't even a demand.
They're
it's
just
like,
not
hey,
doing their job.
Yeah. There's no attention to detail.
Oh, no. Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
So let me throw a scenario out to you guys, and you tell me whether you think you're responsible for this or not. Okay? You are responsible if someone breaks a secret you told them, him or her, because you were a poor judge of character. Agree or disagree, and why?
Well, it's a two-part question. Ultimately, you're responsible. Okay, mm-hmm. if it's something that you didn't want to go any further, you should not have given it to someone with loose lips. Loose lips sink ships. Okay.
Loose lips. Yeah.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
And then the second part of that question is, what was the second part now?
Well, you're responsible when someone breaks a secret mm-hmm. you told them.
I'm totally agreement on that.
I mean, I guess, because you shouldn't, if you say yes to the first one, you're obviously saying yes to the second part of that question. You're ultimately responsible if you did not want something to go somewhere and you opened your mouth.
You were a poor judge of that person's character.
Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. right, I guess.
Okay.
But, or it's very human for people. People gossip all the time. They can't help themselves.
Yes, they can. Yeah.
They can?
They can.
Yes, they can.
Well, no, I agree.
It's a choice.
It is a choice.
It is a choice.
No, and I agree, but I'm just saying it's almost human nature. It's very, very
it is human
much
nature,
a big part of human nature.
But that's why it's so important.
But it doesn't make it right.
For that last, what I say, 1 to 5% in your mm-hmm. closet, that you're very careful mm-hmm. about who you share that with.
Mm-hmm. So
right?
What's the answer to the second part?
That you're a poor judge of character?
You are.
Yeah,
you are.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. What about this? You're responsible when people use what you say to hurt you.
No.
No.
No. I guess yes.
Because you should be able to
tell. Why don't I just go live in a cave or kill myself
when a person,
if I don't have any friends?
Okay. The way you're responsible there is you're responsible whether you're hurt or not. You have to, what I'm really trying, and there are many ways that I've talked about this, you're responsible for your emotional well-being.
Mm-hmm.
If someone turns around and shares something that was hurtful and they use it then to stab mm-hmm. you with it,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have that sort of initial response, but then you have a choice to make mm-hmm. as to whether you stay in that hurt and spiral downward. Or you just go, all right, I was a poor judge of character there, and that hurt, and I'm going to choose to take care of myself
mm-hmm.
now. I'm going to be responsible for my emotional well-being.
Hmm. Danny, you look like you want to say something.
No, I totally agree. But basically, you are, you're in control of your own emotions. And if you tell someone that you don't want repeated and it gets repeated, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, that's a sad thing. You know,
it
really is. It's really sad.
But well, that's kind of what we're talking about, Kip,
but
right?
But it's you being responsible for what you share and who you share it with, and you have to be careful.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah, and, let me ask you this. Now, this is...
And then you live your life in fear.
This is a little bit of an extreme.
No, you don't. You find people of character.
But what if you're a Catholic priest?
Yes.
And someone, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
I murdered two people last night.
Yes. No, seriously, what do you do? Because the moral code is, you know, kind of like a therapist, Kip.
Well, I'll tell you what I tell people.
Okay.
I mean, the very first time we have a session, I'm like, all right, let's talk about what I cannot keep a secret.
Oh.
So if you tell me this
Perfect.
Kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
just know I can't keep that a secret. So, yeah, if you're harming yourself or somebody else, can't keep that a secret, right?
If
you're doing something illegal, not keeping it a secret. If you tell me about neglect, like elderly neglect or child abuse or elderly somewhere else, I have a duty to report that, and I will.
Wow. Wow, this is heavy stuff. What do you want people to know? What else do you want them to know?
I want people to realize, like, if you don't like your lifestyle, you're responsible. You don't like your husband or wife, you're responsible. All right? You don't like your job, you're responsible. You don't like your home, you're responsible. Be responsible for your emotional well-being.
I love the message.
And the trajectory that you're wanting to go.
What do you think holds people back?
Fear.
Other than fear? Just pure fear, that's it?
Well, fear and what's associated with fear can be a lack of confidence is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Just not knowing, ignorance, not knowing the right questions to ask. Not knowing when. Sometimes it can be an issue of timing, right? Timing of taking a certain risk.
No, absolutely.
But I think a lot of people just aren't aware that they are responsible for themselves, and they look to others to fulfill me, to meet my need.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see a lot among our younger population, well, I see this in older people too, but I shouldn't just say it's in younger generation, but this is heavy. But people will manipulate with the I'm going to end my life thing unless you meet this emotional need.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, let me get serious with you right now. One of those times they're not going to be there to fix you, rescue you, help you, and you're going to accidentally do something you don't want to do.
Yeah.
It's not that you really want to die. You've become too needy on other people emotionally.
What,
I actually had a friend of mine. Yeah, well, and
cry wolf syndrome?
This actually happened to a friend of mine a couple of years ago, and her longtime boyfriend, he did. He took his own life. She found him hung, and it was horrible.
It is. It's
horrible.
Horrifically tragic, and I want people to realize be okay, be whole in yourself.
Mm, what a great message.
Right? And then you find somebody else that's whole in themselves, and that becomes a very healthy union.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not whole and okay by yourself and okay with the fact that maybe you might not ever find that other whole person, that actually is a much healthier place to be than constantly getting out of a relationship or relationships or constantly being that needy person that just sucks the life blood out of somebody else because you want them to make you feel okay. Yeah. Or to feel loved, or to feel happy, or to be the princess.
I'm listening.
Cut it out.
Couldn't agree more. I couldn't. Yeah, it's so true. It's so empowering to be by yourself sometimes and just think about what's really important to you.
And I'm not saying that. Yeah, I mean, loneliness is a real feeling and it's a hard one. But you can be lonely and be okay.
Well, it's during those lonely times that you grow.
And taking a risk to find somebody of character.
Or taking the risk of staying alone, right?
And the next question I get, which is a whole nother show, is where do I find those people?
Okay. Kip Watson, love working with you. So much fun. Everyone out there, I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsors, Crazy Water, Great Water Company, Sun Warrior, Raw Vegan Protein. Not just for vegans, though. It's an amazing organic plant-based product. So good for you. Charlotte's Web by the Stanley Brothers, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Squatty Potty, because proper elimination is critical for well-being. All right, everyone. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.